I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, English teacher Nina Weinstein talks about building vocabulary by understanding root words.
Basically, half of all the words in the English language come from other languages, but the majority of those words come from the same source, Latin and Greek. And so if we learn certain Latin and Greek root words, we have kind of a window into the English language so that we're not always using dictionaries to help us understand words.
So we've got a big key into our language here. Can we talk about some of these?
Let's imagine that we learn a couple of root words. One simple one is try, T-R-I, which means three. The next one is let, L-E-T, which comes at the end of a word, and that means small. So if we just start with this and we imagine people talking, the first person says, has she had her baby yet? The second person says, yes, she had triplets.
Three little ones.
Three babies.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. This is a very simple example for us to learn the pieces, but we want to apply it to other things. So let's imagine a book and a booklet. What would be the difference?
A small book.
A small book, exactly. A movie star and a movie starlet.
How can you be a small movie star?
Well, you have the term starlet.
Starlet, less right. Important. When we think of a celebrity, we say that person's very big.
A starlet would be a small star.
It would be a small star, so that person hadn't achieved that much fame yet or importance in their field.
And what are some other hints that you have? Try is one. It means three. Let means small.
Okay, we can learn sext, S-E-X-T, which means six, and we can apply it to the example I gave in the beginning. We talked about triplets. So triplets are three babies. How many babies are sextuplets?
Oh, my gosh.
It would be six.
It would be
that's
six.
That's a lot of babies.
That's a lot of babies. Let's say we're talking about music, and we're talking about musical notes. How many notes are sextuplets?
Six.
Six, yeah.
Right, but we have the L-E-T on the end, so what does the L-E-T do to the word?
So six little notes.
Another common example is side, C-I-D-E, which means kill, herb, which means plant, H-E-R-B, and carn, C-A-R-N, which means meat. So we learned herb and side, so what does an herbicide do?
Kills plants.
What does an insecticide do?
Kills insects.
Right, and I didn't teach you insect. So we can apply this piece that we just learned to common words as well as we break these words apart. We can talk about a carnivore. What does a carnivore eat?
Meat.
Meat. And what does an herbivore eat?
Plants.
Plants. What does an omnivore eat?
Both.
Exactly.
Both eats everything.
And what does V-O-R-E mean, vore?
Like voracious? Like it has something to do with eating.
Exactly. So V-O-R-E means eat. And so now you mentioned the word voracious. We can apply what you just said to the word voracious. So we've got V-O-R. It doesn't have to be spelled exactly the same way as we present the root. But if we see enough of the piece to recognize it, then that is the piece that we're going to assume it is. And we try it. If it doesn't work, then we try something else. One of the other tools that I give my students is to ask a simple question when they don't understand a word. They should just ask themselves if the word gives them a positive or a negative feeling. And sometimes this is enough to understand the sentence.
They can figure it out of context.
Exactly. And for test takers, this is really, really important. I just took a test in a totally different field where I had absolutely no background, and I didn't have a lot of time to study for it. So I just used my root words to kind of help me out with the test questions, and I passed it really more based on my knowledge of root words and vocabulary tools than my knowledge of this field.
Can we ask what the field was?
Yes, I just got my amateur radio license.
Hey, good for you.
Thank you.
So now you can be on, talk to people around the world on your radio and...
As soon as I buy a radio, yes. I think I might need that. I don't know.
English teacher and author Nina Weinstein. One of her books is called Vocabulary Tools, available through Amazon.com. And you can find our previous segments with Nina at our website, voanews.com/wordmaster.
And that's it for Wordmaster this week. Our email address is word@voanews.com. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.